All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016. What's your name, sir?
Thank you. My name is Torsten George. I'm the VP of Global Marketing and Products at RiskSense.
And what does RiskSense do?
RiskSense, we're assisting enterprises and governments to reveal cyber risk, orchestrate the remediation, and then monitor the results.
Wow. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah,
reveal, orchestrate, and monitor. Those are three
simple steps.
Well, that's right. There's three simple concepts, because a lot of times people come on here and talk about these giant words that I can't pronounce. And boiling it down to something that's simple, three steps, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Keep your microphone just a little bit like that for me. All right. So break down those three components for me. So reveal is interesting because what we're hearing at Black Hat is real time isn't real time. That guy might have been in there for a week or a month and you don't know it, right? So how does the reveal part work with you guys?
So I think the biggest challenge in cybersecurity right now is that we're living in a siloed world. So you have all the best of breed tools, and Target was a perfect example. They had all the right tools in place, and the tools worked. And then you have to, unfortunately, try to connect the dots between these tools.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Each of them produces hundreds of pages of reports, and you would have to hire a legion of people to connect the dots. Unfortunately, there are no people out there.
Right.
We have a shortage. So what we do is we're ingesting all these different internal security sources. We're aggregating it. And then in the next step, we're contextualizing it. We're overlaying it with external threat data. We have our own proprietary technology that goes out into the darknet, looks at hacker forums. We have our own exploit writers that do proof of concepts. Because it's important. You might recall we had the Poodle vulnerability in 2014. That was rated by the National Vulnerability Database at a 5.5. No company is doing anything under a threshold of 7.
Oh.
But if they would have known that at that time there are hundreds of thousands of attacks, live attacks at that time going on, exploiting that vulnerability, you would have completely changed your priorities.
So where do you get your data to do the overlay?
So we have 60 external threat sources, and then we have our own proprietary technology. So we really go out in the internet. We look at the vendor site, because another thing is that you have to remember when a vendor posts that they have a vulnerability in their product, and before it makes it into the National Vulnerability Database, there's often a lag time of up to 120 days.
What?
Wow.
So during that time, you're basically having a blind spot.
120 days?
Yes.
Why is that? Got to go to the lawyers or something, or what?
Yeah, it's the process of submitting it and trying to score it.
How do you lengthen that, shorten that time? I mean, how do you?
Well, we in our case, because we have our technology that also looks at the vendor information,
right?
We cover those 0-day vulnerabilities. We are already looking at what did they post before it even shows up in the National Vulnerability Database.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then on the other hand, we look at the hackers. What are they doing? What are they talking about? We're really grasping the communication. We're grasping the exploits and really take this into account, feed it back into the platform. And then very important for us, it's about cyber risk, not cyber security. Risk is made up of three factors: your vulnerabilities, your threats, but more importantly, business criticality. If
Absolutely.
I don't know the difference between a coffee server, which keeps my employees awake, but an email server, which keeps my business running, I might misalign my resources.
So turn your microphone just a little bit towards you.
Yep.
Like, good.
Yep.
Now, Ms. Charisse.
Yes.
This sounds like really cool stuff.
It is.
Have you heard of this kind of process and how they do it? It seems different to me. I don't know a lot about it, but it seems like it's a little different than the average people, the way you're describing
the
it.
The methodology is kind of consistent within the industry. Your vulnerabilities, your threats, and criticality of assets, those are the key domains to being able to identify your risk posture. What I think is different is that they're really simplifying it down, because a lot of technologies, while they're there to help, can get very convoluted in the people aspect of managing and maintaining the data. Yeah. And so how is your technology different in that sense?
So we have what we call human-guided machine learning technology as part of it. So a customer can define under which conditions they want to automate things or they want to do it semi-automatic. Another thing that is very unique to us, which is completely different from the industry, if you walk Black Hat the show floor right now, you see a lot of vendors and even end users are still focused on the network layer. Fact is, though, if you look at the post-mortem analysis of data breaches, that nowadays 84% of data breaches are originated in the application layer. So for us, we're looking at the growing attack surface. We're not just focusing on the network layer. We look at the application layer, at the human layer,
the
database layer. So it's very important to take all of these aspects into
account. I like this approach. This, I would describe this as offensive. Would you describe it as offensive?
We call it proactive.
Okay.
Yep.
Very similar,
offensive is offensive, isn't it? Yeah. Politically correct. I'm not politically correct. I don't care. But I like that approach. You're finding them before they get there, or you're saying, listen, this guy's a level one today, but our analysis says he's going to be level seven next week. You better stop it now.
Exactly. And it's threats are changing in a minute, correct?
Right.
So you have to do a temporal analysis. You can't take snapshots. SIM systems look at things that already happened. You have to constantly re-vet what does the threat do today, what does it do tomorrow. And the uniqueness of the company really results that we have a quite unique DNA. So it's something that you don't hear a lot of times. We're a spin-off of New Mexico Tech, one of the leading cybersecurity programs from an educational point of view. Our co-founder and CEO was a professor teaching cybersecurity and got tapped by the Department of Defense, by intelligence communities, and worked for them for many, many years to help them define best practices. And after doing it for so many years, he said, hey, our knowledge, our expertise,
right,
we should bring to a broader audience. So that's when we put this into a software as a service model.
Okay, what's the second level you go to? We did the first one, which was we're doing the overlay, we're finding it,
yeah.
Then we go
so,
to...
So now, obviously, we revealed the cyber risk.
You revealed it, right.
Now we have to really prioritize it and remediate it. The prioritization comes with the business criticality, as I talked about. So now we show you really a list. These are the five things that you really need to do if you want to operate your business. And we have built-in workflow engines. We have built-in ticketing system that allow
That's
now key. To close the gap
and operationalize
between
it.
Security and IT, correct?
Operationalize it.
And
right.
operationalize exactly. the recommendations.
And it goes even beyond that. There are two more concepts that we apply. So we offer so-called playbooks. We know IT is normally not as sophisticated as security. Sorry
yeah.
to
yeah.
embarrass somebody, but that's often the case.
The and focus they would have, is different.
Yeah, they would have to spend a lot of time to really understand what steps do they need to take to fix the things that security threw over
right.
the fence. We give them playbooks, meaning step-by-step instructions.
Oh, that's excellent.
Oh, that's
what they
great.
Need to do. So it really
to
shortens
remediate.
The time to the remediation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then very important for us is what we call closed-loop remediation. So a lot of companies, I have a vulnerability, fix it. Okay, IT guy goes, applies a patch if it's available, closes the ticket. Not a good idea in reality, because you don't know if it was effective or not. Maybe
right.
he made a mistake by applying the patch.
You have to test it.
We only close the ticket once your internal security intelligence tools confirmed that the vulnerability is no longer there.
And is that through an internal scanning engine?
Well, we use third parties. So we're
okay.
Switzerland. We're kind of orchestration layer. So we integrate with Rapid7, Qualys.
All your big top names.
Everybody, we can ingest
okay.
them. So we're not a scanner company ourselves.
Sure.
We're just that orchestration layer.
Excellent.
And then last but not least, that monitoring of results is one thing in a closed loop process, that you really check that things were effective, but then also you have to see, are your investments, are your alignment of resources, are they producing the return on investment? So you want to show over time, okay, is my number of vulnerabilities going down? How much resources do I spend on fixing things? So that's what we monitor too, and we do that in a visual fashion so you can report up to the board, to the C-suite. They don't need to understand the nitty-gritty details of
right.
security.
Well, they want one page. Yeah. They want one page.
Exactly.
And we talked about that in some other shows. The visualization
mm-hmm.
piece is kind of a new thing.
Yes.
Yes.
To get them to get it.
Exactly.
Not that they're not intelligent. It's just
well,
that their time is a valuable
And
issue.
They have a different nomenclature, correct?
Right.
They're
yeah.
talking in business terms, and it's our job to translate basically from
yes.
down the nitty-gritty security blurb up to business objectives.
Excellent.
This is fascinating. Give us your website address.
It's www.risksense.com.
Excellent. And your name and
Thorsten
title?
Thorsten George, VP Marketing and Products at Rista.
You're going to come on and do a 60-minute show with me?
Sure.
I think this is fascinating.
Excellent.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Absolutely.
Now, you got to put that on screen to get ready because I got hacked before I got here. So I need some of these layers here to help me out. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks.
Yeah, I opened up.